Back speaking with Paul Anderson this morning from Orthocell. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Thanks very much for having me.
Look, big announcement from you, welcoming two specialist US-based nerve surgeons to your medical advisory board. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, look, there's a very exciting moment in the development of our Rempler nerve product globally, but also, you know, obviously in the US. We've been very fortunate to announce yesterday to the market that Dr. David Brogan and Dr. Christopher Dye have joined our medical and scientific advisory board. Both of these surgeons are professors, academic professors, as well as surgical orthopedic surgeons. And they bring with them a wealth of experience and knowledge in relationship to the American market, the techniques and advances that Rempler can bring to the market, and really importantly, you know, have the ability to help to advise us and the FDA on our pathways forward within the US market.
So this is part of a collaboration here with Washington University, is it?
Yeah, correct. So both of the gentlemen have professorial appointments and clinical appointments with the university at Washington University. Important to note that Washington University is one of the leading universities in the US, clinical and academic universities. It is a tertiary referral center for these specialist nerve repairs. So lots of patients have been sent from around America into Washington University. And in actual fact, they have 23 Nobel laureates that have come from the university as well. So this is a university that's highly credible in this space. It's a tertiary referral center. It has active clinical academia research underway. And really, for us as a company from Australia to attract these two fine gentlemen of the caliber that they are is really a feather in our cap for a number of reasons. And firstly, you know, the strength of our product, number one, the clinical data that we've been able to generate has been extremely attractive to both of these doctors. And of course, the scientific narrative, the science that underpins the development of this technology has been very impressive to them, to the point where they've been very keen to join us on this journey with Rempler into the United States.
And so they'll be advising on both the clinical and the regulatory side of things.
Yeah, correct. So they can work with us to use the product once available in market. They can work with us to generate data to further validate both cost economics and clinical outcomes. And they've got to work with us to help advise the FDA and ourselves on how to drive these products into the US market. So they're really three really very key pivotal points that these doctors have come on board to advise us on.
Well, I suppose worth putting some context around this. These developments here with nerve, similar to what you've already done within the dental space at Orthocell.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to note our recent dental deal with BioHorizons enabled us to secure a long-term partner who paid for $23 million for that exclusive license and distribution opportunity. And we achieved that that outcome by putting into place a very strategic approach of gaining key opinion leaders in the US, Australia, and in Europe, and having those key opinion leaders advocate on our behalf and the product's behalf, and for them to be able to translate their clinical experience into the corporate and commercial world. And so having done this once with our dental product, we're now really repeating that process. We know that it's a successful process in the American market with our Rempler product.
Good to speak, Paul. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Andrew. A pleasure.